Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
ESPN covers college athletics for ESPN.com. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm great. Hey, let me ask you, was that Jimi Hendrix on the guitar all on the Watchtower, or was that Mickey, as you guys brought me in?
Oddly enough, it was Jimi Hendrix, and we are at the Music City Walk of Fame, and right next to Don Davenport is Jimi Hendrix's Walk of Fame tile.
Yep.
Wow.
True story. So, hey, on the front end, congrats
Does Mickey play the guitar upside down the way Hendrix did?
I'd merely play one right side up, Chris.
And it's the bass, not the guitar.
That's all right. I'll take credit for anything from CeeLo.
Yelled at for that once, CeeLo.
That's like my our 12-year-old team is coached by R.A. Dickey, and I said, you're going to give him the knuckleball? And he goes, let's make sure they can hit the straight one first. Hey, congrats on the front end, and good luck to the Farragut baseball team competing in the state championship.
Yeah, they're playing Bradley Central today. Last I saw was 2-2 tie, so it's going to be a good one. Farragut's program has been so good, and, you know, Tommy Farr, who, you know, is at CAK now, had so much success there, and now Matt Buckner, but it's been a great run. But I tell you what, if you never had a chance to go to the Spring Fling, to the baseball tournament, they do such a good job at all the sites. I was at Siegel High for 2 days, and the people there are great, the facilities, the way they treat you, and it's just it's a great experience. And I would implore anybody that loves baseball, loves to watch high school kids compete, to go out and watch a baseball game, to watch a soccer match. But it's a lot of fun. And for somebody like me who's so blessed to go out and cover all these different events, sporting events, you know, World Series, College World Series, and, you know, the Final Four, I tell you what, I get about as much of a kick, guys, in going and watching these kids compete in the high school, the high school ranks, especially the Spring Fling.
Oh man, they do it for each other on that level, and you know, win, lose, they're all hugging each other, and it's awesome to see. SEC spring meetings going on next week. It looks like the big topic is going to be this alcohol policy. Will they allow alcohol sales in general seating areas in the SEC? Looks like that whole movement has gained a lot of steam.
Well, it has, and Brent, if you go to the SEC championship game, and you're up in the box, I mean, they do it at those venues. I mean, and you go to the college football playoff, it's coming. I've always said it was just a matter of time, and how it all sort of broke down, how they break it down. But I understand some of the concerns, but come on, you go tailgating at LSU or Tennessee or Ohio State or wherever. People are out in the parking lot drinking beer, drinking alcohol. I mean, so, you know, I think if they sell it in games, maybe people aren't binging as much before the game.
You know, I totally agree with that.
If that's a concern, but it was a matter of time. And the money that you're losing, you know, that schools are losing by not selling it in the stadiums is astronomical. So, I mean, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised that they're moving in that direction. And, again, it was just a matter of when, not if.
Ross Bjork, a guy that we've seen his career rise, Chris. Well, it continues to rise after a interesting time at Ole Miss. He now moves on to Texas A&M to, I presume, make a whole lot of money like everybody else is doing there.
Well, and you know, there's the old thing, Mickey. There's big money, and then there's Texas money.
Yep.
And I can promise you, having spent some time at Texas A&M and Texas, but Texas A&M last preseason, the money they're spending at Texas A&M and have spent on facilities and football and salaries is like Monopoly money. And they're serious about wanting to win and win big, you know, in football and every sport. But no, Ross is, yeah, I think probably a lot of people, it's like a lot of us in life, and people look at what they want to look at. Some people will look at his tenure at Ole Miss and say, well, he was, you know, he was there when he had the whole NCAA probation and the free stuff. But Ross also is a guy that on his watch, boy, they really upgraded facilities. They got things up to speed. And I thought the way after, you know, the probation came down, the way his leadership, I thought was key. Ross is a very smart guy. I got to know him pretty well. He'll do well at A&M. Look at the ADs now in the conference. And you start talking about the SEC being a league where they want their own. But look at most of the ADs in the SEC now. Where did they come from? I mean, LSU went and got A&M's AD, Woodward. A&M went and got Ole Miss's AD, Bjork. Philip Fulmer, the former head football coach at Tennessee, is Tennessee's AD. Ray Tanner, the former baseball coach at South Carolina, is South Carolina's AD. You guys sort of see where I'm going. It's Scott Strickland, who's the Florida AD, was the Mississippi State AD. very much a league that has, I don't want to say regurgitates, but a league that has sort of stays within the family when it has come to AD.
So, like, 5 years from now, if I see Philip Fulmer in Gainesville, there might be something wrong with that picture.
No, Phil, no. How about this? Philip Fulmer in Gainesville sees Spurrier, Tennessee. How about that?
What are you, trying to break the internet on a Memorial Day weekend Friday?
It'd be fun. It'd be fun. Hey,
what do you think about Juwan Howard getting the Michigan basketball job? You know, Penny at Memphis, Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, everybody's going back with former All-Star players.
Yeah, and sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hadn't. Chris Mullin at St. John's, you know, probably not as well as they would like to. Patrick Ewing with mixed results. But I think the way Penny has recruited and the way he is recruiting at Memphis probably is one of those things where administrators look at and say, boy, if you bring a guy like Juwan Howard in, who hasn't had any head coaching experience, you know, can we sort of replicate that? And Michigan's basketball job, you know, we think, a lot of us think of Michigan, you think of football, but look at what they've done in hoops over the last 20 years. I mean, it's been a really good program. And they've won a lot. They've been pretty consistent. They've churned out players. And I think bringing Juwan back there, maybe it's somehow, maybe now you're going to get all the Fab Five guys back in the family a little bit. To some degree, which is, I think, a big deal at Michigan. You know, ultimately, he's got to recruit, and basketball, unlike football, you bring in two really exceptional players, and that makes all the difference in the world. And
Chris,
I think that's, you know, he gives him that chance to do that.
Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Hope you have a great weekend, and good luck to your Farragut dudes.
Well, thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure. I wish you and all your listeners just an awesome and blessed Memorial Day weekend.
You too, brother.
We are blessed to those that have sacrificed their life for our country and our freedom. And we appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
All right, when we come back, SEC Tournament Baseball Update. And it's time for Call Your Shot, presented by Chattanooga Whiskey. Call Your Shot next.